go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 686. Today we hear again from Sharla, who asks...
Another one of the problems I encounter when writing is picking the right internal or external conflict for my story. A good story has a protagonist that knows his or her mission and throughout the story tries to complete the mission. In a good story, the character has internal conflicts, external conflicts, or both, that stops them from completing their mission or goal, which leads me to my question. Do you have any tips for picking the right internal and or external conflicts for the specific mission your character is trying to complete?
Yeah, pick one direction and work the other way. If you're working high concept, which means you have an external conflict that's really easy to state in one sentence. Sam Spade is trying to recover the Maltese Falcon before the bad guys do. Luke Skywalker needs to rescue the princess and blow up the Death Star, that kind of thing. If you've got a high concept, what you need to do is work backwards to create your character so that the character is the least possibly qualified to pull that off while still having the capacity to grow into the person over the course of the story that can pull it off, unless they're doomed and you don't want them to succeed. Now, Luke Skywalker is not a really good example of this because hotshot whiny teenagers grow up to be hotshot whiny pilots all the time. And then hotshot pilots frequently grow up to be very personally powerful people because it takes that kind of a personality to do it. So Luke Skywalker is not actually the best sort of person to do that job if you're looking to design maximal character conflict. Weirdly, someone a lot more like Anakin Skywalker in Attack of the Clones would be a much better... Leave the whininess aside because that actually didn't fit the character. But the anger, the brooding, the constant self-sabotage that Anakin engages in would make him a much more powerful character to take on Luke's journey than Luke was, because the self-sabotage works against the goal. There's nothing about Luke, aside from his naivete, that works against the goal of becoming a member of the Rebel Alliance and destroying the Death Star. And from that point of view, he's a fairly weak character in terms of characterization. So, what you want to do if you've got high concept is to work backwards from what kind of person does the hero need to be to achieve this goal, to what kind of flaws could that kind of person have that would make this goal almost unachievable. And that's where your internal conflict comes from, your character flaws and the more personal secondary sphere of conflict, because there's actually three spheres of conflict. There's the external world, there's the internal world, and then there's the middle ground of personal relationships between those two things. And you want to characterize strongly, you want to do all three levels and have them all working at cross purposes with each other in order to reveal character and induce growth as the character goes through their journey. Which brings me to vice versa. If you've got a really strong idea for a character, you want to pick a challenge for them, your external stakes, the high concept, you want that to be as difficult as possible without being completely impossible. So if you have someone with severe anxiety, severe social anxiety, you want what they have to do to involve being extremely sociable. The film The Zero Effect is fantastic at exactly this. It's a mystery film in which extensive undercover work and a very light and deft personal touch is required to solve the mystery. So, of course, the hero is the most socially dysfunctional, inept, reclusive son of a bitch you've ever seen. And it works brilliantly. It's really worth watching for this kind of maximal character, oppositional drama thing. But that's what you want to do if you've got a real strong idea for that kind of character. You put them in the situation they are least suited to cope well with that won't completely destroy them. And that's how I do it. I'm trying to think of more things to add, but I think that's really the basic rule of thumb. So, yeah, I hope that helps. Good luck. And I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.